AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A double funeral today in Uvalde, Texas for Robb Elementary School teacher Irma Garcia, killed in the shooting, and her husband Joe, who died 2 days later from a heart attack. Funerals held yesterday and last night for two of the 19 children killed. The funerals will stretch into the middle of this month. The school police chief says he is cooperating with investigators.
Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo tells CNN he's talking daily with investigators. That contradicts claims from state law enforcement that he has stopped cooperating. The chief communications officer with the Texas Department of Public Safety said Tuesday Arredondo had not responded to DPS requests for 2 days. State officials have said that 19 police officers waited outside the classroom where Salvador Ramos had opened fire, despite repeated pleas from children calling 911 for help. I'm Mike Hempen.
A New York grand jury indicts the 18-year-old accused of killing 10 blacks in an attack on a Buffalo supermarket. For the first time, a woman is the chief of a U.S. military service.
And it's about time.
President Biden saluting Admiral Linda Fagan, the Coast Guard's new commandant and the first female armed forces chief.
We mean when we say there are no doors closed to women.
And says while Fagan is the first, she cannot be the last. The president says the nation will call on the Coast Guard more often to face climate change and other challenges. Fagan says the service will respond.
You are the world's best Coast Guard. I am honored and humbled to serve alongside you as we look to the future.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A Virginia jury reaches verdicts in Johnny Depp's $50 million libel lawsuit against his ex-wife Amber Heard and her $100 million countersuit. This is AP News. Abortion providers in states that are expected to continue to allow abortions should the Supreme Court overturn Roe v. Wade, advocate for advanced practice registered nurses, physician assistants, and certified nurse midwives to perform early-term abortions. The Guttmacher Institute's Elizabeth Nash.
So many other states have been trying to restrict access to care that we have to pay particular attention to the provider pool, essentially, and make sure that we have enough providers to fill the need.
The goal is to expand abortion access ahead of the influx of out-of-state patients from states where abortions might become illegal. Critics say letting non-doctors perform abortions could put women's health at risk, especially if medical complications arise. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards vetoes a Republican-backed bill to allow so-called payday lenders to offer installment loans of up to $1,500 with fees and interest totaling 100% of the amount loaned. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.